You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In a couple of days, families across the country will sit down for a Thanksgiving dinner made up of, well, a lot of the same dishes. But the exact recipes can be very different and varied. San Francisco chef Tracy Desjardins draws inspiration from her multicultural childhood in the Central Valley for a feast that'll make your mouth water. KALW's Lisa Morehouse visited Desjardins a few years ago in her home kitchen for some tasty recommendations.
I asked Tracy Desjardins to demonstrate one favorite Thanksgiving dish for this story. But when I get to her house, she's making four.
One dish.
Yep. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Can't do one dish for Thanksgiving. For God's sakes, you're lucky I didn't do like 10.
I'm not complaining.
She starts with stuffing, preparing the mirepoix, or vegetable mixture of celery, onions, and leeks.
Cutting up the onion. Kind of a classic stuffing, but with an addition of gizzards and chanterelles and roasted chestnuts. So I'm going to sweat the mirepoix in just a little bit of butter until it's nice and soft.
Desjardins readily admits she's always been a bit over the top when it comes to food. She started baking at age 3 and was soon micromanaging her cousins over cookie batter.
And I was always yelling at everybody about folding the flour in gently because otherwise it was going to make the cookies tough. And they just thought I was insane. They hated me.
She comes to that obsession honestly. Growing up in a family of rice farmers in the Central Valley town of Firebaugh, Desjardins learned to cook from all 4 grandparents who lived nearby.
My Mexican grandpa used to make menudo, which he was relegated to do in the garage.
Desjardins' grandmother, who made fresh tortillas every day, didn't want the smell of tripe cooking in the house. On the other side of the family, Desjardins' Scandinavian grandmother baked breads and sweets. Her grandfather, originally from Lake Charles, Louisiana, led the family in collecting crawdads in the Central Valley's canal systems.
We go out and harvest huge trash cans full of crawdads and do a big crawdad boil.
And the Desjardins would hunt the wild ducks drawn to the farm's rice paddies.
I can remember always walking to the kitchen, the smell of wild ducks cooking and like stewed like red wine sauce.
Everyone in her family cooked.
It was just, you know, it was part of our the fabric of our family.
So Thanksgiving was and is a big deal.
Let me check it. Looks pretty good. It smells good.
This is my first taste of stuffing with duck gizzards.
Mmm. Delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it just tastes like duck fat. Nothing wrong with that.
Desjardins dropped out of college at age 17 to cook professionally, and she jokes that she did 2 tours of duty in notoriously tough French kitchens. But this might comfort home cooks out there. She says she always burns bread, and she passes gravy-making duty on to her mom.
When she's not with me on Thanksgiving, I have to make the gravy, and I hate it. I really don't know how civilians pull Thanksgiving off. I feel for y'all out there.
Desjardins' childhood Thanksgivings meant all hands on deck.
Traditionally, my family made a 4 or 5 day affair out of Thanksgiving.
The family cooked whole animals outdoors, leaving the indoor kitchen for everything else. And side dishes from her childhood reappear, though some, like Brussels sprouts, have evolved.
I wasn't very fond of Brussels sprouts when I was a kid, and I absolutely adore them now.
These are pan-roasted, finished in browned butter with whole grain mustard and sherry. The one dish Desjardins doesn't change at all is her grandmother's consommé rice, starting with the short grain white rice her family grew.
I'm browning it in whole butter, so it's getting nice and toasty. It has kind of a nutty, aromatic smell right now.
Then a liquid combination of water and Campbell's beef consomme.
Put the liquid in and bring it up to a boil. And then turn it all the way down and cover it and let it cook for 20 minutes. And don't take the lid off while it's cooking. As if you really need one more starch for your Thanksgiving dinner. But this was just one of those things that we couldn't do without. Okay, I'm going to make you a plate.
As we sit at the little table in her kitchen, eating the stuffing, Brussels sprouts, consommé rice, and a bright salad of fall fruits, frisée, and watercress, it's clear. Desjardins made four dishes, not just because she's an overachiever, but because all of these flavors work together on the plate.
The Brussels sprouts, right?
They're great.
The spirit of this, you know, Thanksgiving out in the country is very much like how I grew up. You eat leftovers and you go for long walks. And last year we foraged for mushrooms the day after. And, you know, and the quality of time that you spend together. And, you know, it's 4 days of hanging out and eating. What's better than that? For me, that's really kind of what Thanksgiving's about.
Next week, years of the finest culinary experience and family tradition will come together on Tracy Desjardins' Thanksgiving table. I'm Lisa Morehouse in San Francisco.
That story originally aired in 2012 on KQED's California Report. You can hear more of Lisa's food stories on her podcast called California Foodways or at klw.org.